Mother tried to make the time pass by telling them a new fairy story about a princess with green eyes, but it was difficult because they could hear the voices of Father and the gentleman in the library, and Father's voice sounded louder and different to the voice he generally used to people who came about testimonials and holiday funds. Then the library bell rang, and everyone heaved a breath of relief. "They're going now," said Phyllis. "It's wrong to have them shown out." But instead of showing anybody out, Ruth showed herself in, and she looked quiet, the children thought. "Please, ma'am," she said. "The master just wants you to step into the study. It looks like the dead, ma'am. I think he's had bad news. You best prepare yourself for the worst. Perhaps it's a death in the family, or a bank busted, or..."
"That'll do, Ruth," said Mother gently. "You can go."
Then Mother went into the library. There was more talking, then the bell rang again, and Ruth fetched a cab. The children heard boots go out and down the steps. The cab drove away, and the front door shut. Then Mother came in. Her dear face was as white as her lace collar, and her eyes looked very big and shining. Her mouth looked just like a line of pale red. Her lips were thin, and not their proper shape at all.
"It's bedtime," she said. "Ruth will put you to bed."
"But you promised we should sit up late tonight because Father's come home," said Phyllis.